All right, y'all, it's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.
What is up, everybody? This is Corey and Justin of the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. We hope you're enjoying your weekend. We are here to bring you some special news. Justin, what's cracking, my dude?
First off, can I say how much... That's like a nostalgic beginning now, that opening.
Nostalgic? It's only been a few weeks with the new intro.
I know, it seems like forever.
Yeah, well, we like to spice things up and switch it up. But since this is just a really quick little bonus episode here, just to tell you that we have plans, man. We've had plans in the works. I know we've talked about it a little bit through Facebook, but Justin and I for a while now have been talking about expanding. So back in the early days of this podcast idea, Justin and I originally planned on doing a sports show. Okay, that's so, where
when you say early days, you mean like 15 years ago when we watched sports constantly and that's all our conversations were, and we were like,
I mean
just record this and put it out there.
Yeah, but it wasn't all that long ago that we actually discussed sitting down at a bar that we really should try to do this, and we really should try to bullshit about sports. And that was the original idea, right? And then we threw ourselves into the fire without the right equipment, not knowing what the hell we were doing. We were recording on a laptop using a voice recorder that came on the laptop, and it turned into just bullshit. A show about nothing. That's what it was. A show about nothing, kind of like Seinfeld, but, better. And you could listen to it on the go. It's fantastic. We tried to throw sports in there, here and there, sprinkle it in, but it doesn't always work the way you want it to when you do it like that. So we've been talking a lot lately, and we wanted to branch out. Now, the plan to branch out is to get our sports show, but not be the voices of it, right? Because we got enough going on, man, right? We don't want to be everywhere.
It's hard enough to figure out when we're doing ours.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I know you guys saw that we were reaching out on Facebook, and we have, I think, the perfect two guys to head up what we want to do. And I think we're about ready to go. We got things all lined up. We've been talking for a week or two now. And I think we're set. What do you think, Justin?
Let's fucking do it.
All right. So we are starting up the sports side of NDT. And without further ado, let's bring on our two new hosts.
What's up, boys?
Sweet little ditty.
What's going on?
Jared did a fantastic job as always.
It's badass.
Awesome. I mean, it's simple. It's clean enough, and it's going to work for right now. So, guys, let me welcome in Aaron and Mark. They will be heading up our sports department. What's up, gentlemen?
What's going on, boys? Thanks for having us on here.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for doing this, guys.
So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to ask these guys a few questions, and I'm going to give them the floor. So guys, what we want to hear from you is, what direction do you want to take with this show? What do you want to get out of it? And what are your plans for the future? So we're going to leave you with that. Justin and I are going to back out and give you the spotlight.
Mark, you want to start off? Go ahead.
Absolutely. So, just so everyone knows, we're going to Sunday mornings. It's going to be a different time around between 9:30 and 11. We are going to go live just like Corey and Justin do. We want everyone's input. We're going to have a live show, talk about all the hot topics, whether it's touching a bunch of different sports, going from football, baseball, basketball, whatever we want to talk about. And we have a bunch of stuff planned for the future. I cannot wait to see what we have going on. Aaron's going to be our baseball expert here. And let us know. We'll talk a little bit, maybe make some side bets here and there. No money exchange. You know? But going on, what do you think, Aaron?
Sorry, I'm still battling this cold, so if I'm muting here and there, just forgive me. Of course, this has to start now.
Go smoke another cigarette and see how that goes.
I see Corey laughing in the background right now because I'm like choking all of a sudden.
He was fine the whole time, and then all of a sudden,
yep, all of a sudden,
lights on and he chokes. Kind of like the Bills are gonna do today. You're okay there.
Gotta stop beating those potato chips. Holy shit, that was bad.
That's your excuse. That's what you're going with.
All right, so anyway, I'm gonna try to hold this together. I'm just gonna piggyback off what Mark said. We want to expand the brand for Corey and Justin. It's a great opportunity for us to come in, bullshit, talk about sports and everything else. So, you know, I want to travel with this, bring in some of our friends to talk about certain things and just go from there.
Yeah, we're going to bring some friends in, some people that know a little bit about motorsports, a little bit about some wrestling. I've been talking to a couple people because through bowling, like to cover a bunch of different sports, not just the main ones. Hopefully we are going to do some off-site broadcasting as well. Really expand a little bit of everything that we do and what Corey and Justin do, and expand on how much hard work that they've already done. So what about this game today?
Well, before we get into this game, why don't you kind of tell me about your fandom? How did you become an Eagles fan? What's the draw? Why the Eagles?
They're, yeah, I don't know, 9-1. My dad was an Eagles fan. It was crazy. I grew up, my fandomonium is all over the place. So football, my dad was an Eagles fan. The only sport he watched was NFL football. So that's what I grew up watching with him. We became Eagles fans together. Then growing up, I became a Braves fan because I watched a lot of baseball with Corey. And TBS, TNT, Turner Network is where were most of the Braves games back in the day when we were young. They were on TV, became Chipper Jones fans and Fred McGriff and all those guys. And then college hit and I started watching college football with a bunch of my friends from school, and they were all Notre Dame fans, so Fighting Irish. And then people like my brother-in-law were Duke fans and my cousin, so I went the opposite way and became a Tar Heels basketball fan.
See, I like the Duke part.
We'll have to wait for that part to come in.
You and I are such polar opposites of the spectrum when it comes to our college and professional teams. I'll tell you right now, anybody that knows me is I'm a huge baseball fan. That's my sport. That's what I've grown up with. I love it. When it comes to football, I'm the biggest bandwagon fan in the world. I started following the Bills many moons ago. What was that? Someone's back there screwing around. I started following the Bills when Josh Allen came through. A friend of mine is really good, big Bills fan too. So I kind of like just been watching Facebook posts that they're putting up. And I love the fact they signed Von Miller last year. And I honestly feel bad for them because I remember the Bills teams in the early 90s when they just kept losing like 5 years in a row, whatever it was. So I kind of jumped on that bandwagon to hopefully they win a Super Bowl soon. I think they need to get their shit together a little bit more. I think they're trying to do a little too much, but that's where my fandom is there. A huge Yankees fan, Duke basketball, you know that. I'm sorry about the Braves. So, you know, basketball is kind of a crapshoot for me. I used to watch the Bulls in the 90s just because of Michael Jordan. I'm a huge fan of the early 90s basketball teams with, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, Alonzo Mourning, that era. But the newer stuff today, I think the league is soft. I don't like the way it's played, but I'd rather watch a college basketball game than an NBA game. So, but that's just me. So
wait, come on. Hold on a second. Hold on. Wait.
We're going to have so much fun with this thing.
Right now. It's great. So, all right. So let's jump right in. Let's talk about what do you think for today's game. All seriousness, joking aside, I know you think the Eagles are going to win, and I feel bad for you with your opinion, but tell me why.
I think the Eagles are going to win because they just find ways to win. They haven't won pretty at all. I'm not going to lie. I'll be straight up. It's been pretty ugly, but they find ways to win. I'm a little worried about the secondary. But with Bard coming over and making that pick in the end zone last week, I think we're going to play off of that. And I think Josh Allen tries to do too much. I think Josh Allen tries to do everything.
Yeah. I mean, his supporting cast isn't really supporting him all that much right now. Stephon Diggs, I know they're professionals and things happen, but last week he dropped two balls that should have been caught. You know, but that's what it is. Josh is a young QB. He's got to get his stuff together. I mean, he's got the most touchdowns in the league, but he's also got one of the most highest turnovers in the leagues too. So, you know, he's a great quarterback. I like him. The only thing that scares me today with your team is DeAndre Swift. He's a good running back, and we have the 16th ranked run defense in the league. So I think that's going to be the wild card there. If we can control him, I think we got a good chance of beating you guys. I really do. It's only a 3-point favorite in the spread. And like we were discussing earlier, the Bills haven't lost a game by more than 6 points all year. So they haven't, there's been a lot of mediocre games. And to be fair, you guys should have lost to Kansas City last week. That's just my opinion. I think they had that game in hand and they just gave it away.
I agree. I don't think we played to win that game, but we didn't lose that game. So it came through. We should have. We absolutely should have lost that game, but we won a game in Kansas City, which is really tough to do. So yeah, no matter how you do it, I don't care if, you know, what does Vin Diesel say? Whether you win by a mile or 500 feet, whatever his saying is.
When's
a
win?
I don't care if we win by 1 point. I don't care if we win by a blowout. I think our best chance is if we just – we need a blowout game. We need a game to just come in and
– Well, that's not going to happen today.
So I hope it does. I don't know if it will.
As you can see, the more you fuck around,
the more you find out.
You're going to find out.
So
what do you want to bet today?
I told you if the Bills, well, I'm shouldn't say if when the Bills win, this jersey they have on,
if
this jersey have on right here, you will wear this next week, with this hat. Actually, I have a different one because this is my favorite one. I'll give you the one I don't like as much. And if you win, I will wear. I have an Eagles jersey in my closet. I'll have to take the moths off it, but I'll wear that for the day.
And I have a hat for you, so that way you can rock it out.
That's fine. I'm good with that. Like I said, I think you, the Eagles are a good team, but I just don't see it happening. I mean, we're more desperate for this win today than you guys are. You're 9-2, whatever it is.
9-1.
The Bills need to, yeah, you'll be 9-2 by the end of the day is what I mean. So these guys need to win this game today. It's just no doubt. Like they're on the cusp of that wild card position and they need to get their shit together and get back in the race. So, you know, and the other thing is, too, these guys haven't won in Philadelphia since 1996. So I think it's time. Every NFC opponent, we've won the last five games against them. I think you guys are going to have a problem. I wanted to go to the game today. I honestly did. The tickets were just so outrageous. You can't afford it. It's too expensive to go. But I would have loved to have been down there and seen this game live.
Yeah, I love going to the games, but unfortunately things are so expensive to go down. And what do you think about viewing? What's your point? Sitting at home, how awesome is it to just sit at home and be able, you can almost see more?
Yeah, you get to see a lot more. I just bought an 80-inch television for my living room, so I absolutely love that. Yeah, you come over and watch.
Of course not. That's wacky nonsense.
Jesus Christ, he's killing me back there. You can come over and watch them lose today if you'd like. It's up to you. But the Eagles lose. But I like watching at home anyway.
I'll come over and watch the Bills lose. So.
Yeah. I like watching it at home anyway. You get to see more. You get to, you know, get to evaluate things a little bit more instead of being there. And I think you're a little more emotionally tied when you're at the game. So not that you're not emotionally tied when you're home, but at the game, it's just a little different. It's a different animal. You're focused more on the environment instead of the being home aspect.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. You get to, I think, the red zone change a lot of things when it comes to watching games at home compared to going to the games. I still prefer going to the game because of the atmosphere. Even when I – just the atmosphere when I did – for those of you that don't know, I run the OCR races, and we went to Fenway a couple of weeks ago.
How was that?
It was amazing. You got to experience – you got to see your back wall there that you have behind you. Everything. It was so nostalgic. Unfortunately, you're running through the stadium, so you didn't get to truly enjoy
– Did you get to run – on the field, or it was just through the hallways?
No, we went through, ran through the up and down the steps in the stadium, went through all around the whole thing, ran outside. We ran across the big monster,
I would have been stealing dirt off the ground.
Yeah, we did like four different obstacles out in the warning track.
And oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You got to do box jumps, you got to rope climb, cargo net. They had that all set up right on the field. You got to look up. It was an impressive sight.
That's
it was
incredible. Awesome. That's one stadium on the East Coast I haven't been to that I want to go see before. It's going to eventually be down, but
the only thing I didn't like that was hard was there's no parking. There's not like a big
it's all garages.
Yeah, it's
it's kind of like when you go to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. It's all parking garages. There's no parking by the stadium.
Yeah. No, and so we ended up, we actually Ubered just from where we were staying because it would just have been easier. They dropped us off right out front, and then the bricking and inside, it was just so old, and the chairs were, it was crazy. They still have wooden chairs for the seats. I ran my leg into one of them, and I have a nice big bruise from it, but it was just so, it was amazing.
I bet you that's a cool experience just to be in there with nobody. You know, like how many people were in there when you were running around?
Right around 5,000 people ran that day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 5,000 people ran that day.
And you typically, when it's packed with 40,000 people, so that's probably a really cool place to experience with that many people in there.
Absolutely, yeah, because you had to, because then the course is roped off, and then you have spectators. People can come just watch. But when it comes to actually watching a game, going there is an amazing feeling, but the red zone's changed so much for like NFL, like the game today. Like I don't have to just watch. I mean, I'm going to just watch the Bills and Eagles and watch the Eagles just take apart and watch a tear stroll down your face. Like I'll give you my shoulder.
You can wipe your tears with my jersey when you wear it next week. It's fine.
But guys, keep on, look out in the future, because I believe next Saturday morning we are going to go live. We are also going to try to work our way into do some things with a bunch of other people. So if you have any topics, please reach out to us. If you want to come on, be one of our guests, talk about some of the sports that Aaron and I aren't as well-reversed in, and we don't know the more topics.
Yeah, I mean, have you. I think one person that we're going to bring on, we've talked about already, with college football. I think I've openly admitted that product's just too diluted for me. There's so many teams to try to follow, and some of our friends really, really pay attention to that stuff. So I think bringing Donnie on to talk about that, because he's really, like, just watching his Facebook feed and stuff, he talks about that all the time. So I'd love to have him on and just let him shoot the shit about college football, and like I could learn a little bit more about it too. But
as long as he doesn't talk about those Commanders,
he's a big Washington guy. So I know you and I discussed a few things topic wise that we wanted to kind of touch on the next few weeks too. So before we kind of shut this down a little bit, because I know we're going to just be a quick one, why? Tell me, like, you've probably attended a lot of sporting events. So why don't you hit on your coolest experience at a live game, like a live game, live event?
So actually wasn't as much as going to the live event. The game itself was awesome. I went to actually Pittsburgh. I went out to the Pittsburgh Stadium for Eagles Steelers. And you know, as how the Philly fans aren't that kind to visiting teams.
They're brutal.
I try not to be like that. You get the occasional razzing. I'll razz you a little bit, like today. You know, like I'm going to be texting you the whole time. But they were really polite to me and my Eagles. We had Michael Vick as our quarterback. He fumbled the ball on the 2-yard line. It was that game. We ended up getting blown out by the Steelers. But what the coolest thing I did that there was, they have a ferry that you have to pretty much take to get to the stadium. So that, I thought, just going to the different thing was just the experience of getting into the stadium. You have to go through the ferry. You pull up on the ferry. You see the stadium in the background. It was really an awesome sight. So now I know you've been to more. You've been to more, a lot of baseball stadiums and stuff like that. So what do you have?
I got so many. I was privileged enough before. Well, I shouldn't say before. I knew Alex Rodriguez was on steroids many moons ago. But I was actually in attendance when he hit his 600th home run in Yankee Stadium. That was a pretty cool afternoon just to see the atmosphere that way. I went to my buddy Joe. We all know Joe. Joe Juice and I went down to watch a Pirates playoff game, and that stadium is actually beautiful down there. But the atmosphere was crazy. That entire stadium was chanting Michael Wacha's name. And it just was like a drone. It was just resonating through there. But I think the coolest thing I ever got to experience was I had the privilege to go to the World Series in 1999. And I know this is going to leave some sour grapes for you because that's when we played your Braves. But it was a cool. Chad Curtis had a walk-off home run to win game 3. And I was stoked. I know Corey's probably pissed at me right now too. But that was just the old Yankee Stadium, the nostalgia in that place. And I tell you, Mark, I thought the place was going to fall apart. That was right at the height of John Rocker with all his comments about people on the buses and stuff. Like, there was literally, Philly fans are brutal. Yankee fans in the Bronx, when they're drunk, are horrid. Like, they were throwing beer on this dude in the bullpen when he was trying to warm up. It was just a savage environment. Thankfully, I was in the right field bleachers, but the left field where the bullpens were, they were just destroying John Rocker. But when Curtis hit that second home run of the game, that was just so awesome to me. Like, it was just, I've never felt something like that in my life. And I was only 19 years old, but I was like, holy crap, this is so cool. So nothing's been able to top that yet.
Absolutely. But, you know, I can only imagine.
Yeah. And there's not many chances you get to go to the World Series anyway. For Christ's sakes, like, it was a $25 ticket that I had to pay $200 for back in 99. So that's a lot of money for a teenager to be doling out, but I wanted to go, and I went, and it was worth every penny. But I don't think I'll ever, even now in this day and age, like, the World Series is like, I was trying to go to Philly if they made it this year, because I'm a silent Phillies fan when it comes to baseball, because I really don't have a National League team that I follow. But if the World Series was in Philadelphia this year, I was going to try to go just to say I was there. But the ticket prices are just ridiculous on the secondary market, and I don't have the time to sit with bots and all this other bullshit to try to get a ticket. So
I am never going to financially recover from this.
Absolutely.
Now, I wish I was doing this.
We were going to try to, my neighbor is a big Orioles fan, and we said, if it's Orioles Braves this year, we're going to don't worry about money and think about money on the side. And thankfully he's my accountant. So
have you ever been to Baltimore?
We were going to go to Baltimore. We were going to go. I've never been there. No.
Oh dude, you got to go down there.
He loves that yard.
That's a beautiful stadium too. And I hate the Orioles, but it's a beautiful ballpark. It's just the way they set these stadiums up now is just so cool. But yeah, Baltimore's gorgeous.
But we saw that how that panned out for both the Braves and the Orioles. So yeah. Didn't really work
out. I'm disappointed in the Braves, man. They had a great team this year. They should have went much farther than they did. But
yeah, I agree. They
I knew they were going to get bounced out. They had too much of a long break for them. Those bye weeks kill people.
I don't like having that bye. I think it happened last year to us, and then this year too. That week off kind of, we were hot. We were on fire, and then And then that week off, we came back and we were flat. Didn't really.
No, you have to stay sharp. So.
So I know you guys were wrapping shit up. How do you guys feel about that new playoff system? I personally hate it.
I hate it too. It's stupid.
What do you think they should do?
I think they should go back to the old
format. They should have never added a team.
No. I agree. Go back to the old format.
They screwed too many... the Mets and the Braves last year too.
Yep. And there's too many, and I know this is going to sound petty, but there's too many teams getting in now, and the teams with the lesser records are catching lightning in a bottle and knocking off the teams with the better records. Now, I understand it's a long season, blah, 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 and the Braves, you know, they won so many games and, you know, they should play better, whatever. You give them that break, it messes up your rhythm. You know, your hot hitters are screwed. Your pitchers are out of their other element. I know that from being a pitcher myself. Like, if your routine is messed up, you're screwed. You're beat up, you know, and the same thing for a hitter. Like, you've got your rhythm going, and then, oh, you got a week off. What are these guys doing? They're not practicing that whole week. They're going to go home. They're going to chill for a few days, and they're going to come back and try to get back into this rhythm. And, you know, it's almost like a – I don't know how to say it, but you're almost cocky at that point. Like, oh, yeah, we got our bye, and we're playing against these scrub teams that are coming in that have a worse record than we do, and then we're just going to stomp them, and they get waxed, you know? So I don't like the way the rhythm is messed up. It's not fair to them. I think they should go back to the old format. Three division winners go in and one wild card team to make your fourth and go.
Yep. And good point was the baseball's all about hot streaks. You get on fire, you go. How many times has a team rattled off three or four wins in a seven game series? That's it. You're done. The series is over. And you got all the 100 win teams were out in the first round pretty much.
Yeah.
This year.
And the same can go for an individual player too. Like, and I, again, my Yankees, Aaron Boone drove me freaking crazy this year because so many times there'd be a player with a hitting streak or on a tear and he sets them. Well, it's a day of rest, bro. Let the fucking guys play. You know, that team was mismanaged so many times, and we could go on for days about analytics, how much I hate it and everything else. But we'll have plenty of time to talk about all that bullshit.
Well, you know how the main reason why they added the extra team, money.
Oh, 100%
money.
All that revenue they're generating.
The with the BCS is coming out next week with the final after the college championships and stuff like that. They're going to go to a 12-team playoff, I believe, next year.
Yeah.
All about money. And I miss the old BCS where there was only two teams. There was one year where Auburn went undefeated and didn't make the championship game, which was a crack. But besides that, you had the best two teams, and they played it out. Yeah. Now you have a committee of two dozen people, too many human I can put my opinion in on it, and too many people – and now you can have 12 teams. So, again, you get number 12. Nope. Maybe Notre Dame. Again, I'm a Notre Dame fan, but we go up against Georgia, we're getting wiped, you know?
Well, it goes back to, like I said, it's too diluted. There's too many teams, and how do you fix that? You can't, you know? And college NCAA sports is money, too. I mean,
all of it.
These coaches in college football are making more money sometimes than the coaches in the NFL. So – they bring revenue in. It's all about the almighty dollar. So,
and that's what everything's about.
I'd like to see them come up with a format kind of like the basketball, but I don't know how you do that either. You can't have a football tournament that's going to last however many weeks. You know what I mean? It's too much. So,
but even with basketball, you get all the – I mean, it's a great story, but is that truly like, say, you know, St. Mary's? Would they technically should they be champions? You know, if they come in through and get on a hot streak and beat Duke and beat North Carolina and beat all the powerhouses that had a better year.
Right.
So I get that too. But again, you're never going to have the money. But the underdog is great. Like, people attach to it. People want to follow them. But.
Well, I'm going to put my first shout out to Donnie Howell and tell him, hey, Donnie, when you come on with us, if you agree to, I want a solution to the BCS playoff format for college football. So I want his take on it. I want his solution. give him some time to think about it, because I'm sure that discussion is going to be awesome with him. So,
yeah. And, but the same thing, like, people like the underdog story, like Corey pointed out here, people like the underdog story, but they don't watch the games.
Yeah.
They don't actually.
So my big thing is with college football, and this is why it drives me crazy. What game do I watch? I can turn on an ESPN on a Saturday, and there's ESPN, ESPN2, and there's a different game on every channel. Then you turn on CBS, and there's another game. It's like there's just so many teams to watch. How do you guys decide what team you're going to watch? You know, I mean, I know I watch Penn State, Ohio State, the Michigan games, because they're the bigger names to me. And I, the Ohio State yesterday, I laughed about that. Everybody was pitching, oh, they're going to beat Michigan, but – clearly I think they lost. So, and again, I don't really follow it that much, but that's the stuff that I get is just in the news. But I don't know. I just think there's too many teams out there to watch, and just to keep track of all that stuff is insane. I have a hard enough time trying to follow 30 baseball teams, let alone 3,000 college football teams are in the country.
Absolutely. I love fantasy football, but, I can't do fantasy baseball because that's every day, 162 games, and yeah. You have to adjust your lineup every single day, and all the teams you have to watch. I can't do that. I just don't have the time or the patience.
Just click on the app, buddy, and just change your players around.
Yeah.
The cool part is, it's like when I was in a league, I want to say this was probably 7 or 8 years ago. You had to have 5 pitchers, okay, but people were drafting starting pitchers and were changing their pitcher every day. I drafted 5 closers and I just left them alone. The amount of points I got in this league because of my closers, I never touched my rotation at all. I just left them in. So yeah, some days I'd get 0 points, but other days I'd get 40 and 50 points because I'm getting saves up the wazoo. And these guys, oh, I had a starter going. I said, well, yeah, you only got so many points because it's one player. You know, so some of these leagues are like that where you don't have to change it every day.
Well, starters only go 3-4 innings now anyway.
The analytics
you don't
teams.
Have starters going 7-8. That doesn't happen anymore.
No, it's the days of Sandy Koufax and Nolan Ryan are over, unfortunately. Even Greg Maddux, like, I know he was a Brave. I love that dude. Love that dude. He was the best pitcher, in my opinion. That mofo is probably the greatest of all time in my head. He was just great. So, and that Braves rotation in the 90s with Avery and Smoltz and those guys, I could watch them all day.
We should have won so much more than what we did. It pains you.
It does, but, you know, 96 was a great year for that. 99 was a great year for that. That's the 2 years that we beat you, just so you remember.
Yeah. And I was like 12, so, you know.
Yeah. And I don't know if Justin's still – I don't know if Justin's still listening, but I remember you and Justin and Corey had the initial podcast this year when they were talking about the rule changes in MLB. And I told them, watch the stolen base numbers are going to go up this year because the bases were going to be bigger. And Acuna proved my theory altogether. It's 70-something stolen bases that dude had. Mm-hmm. You know, that extra inch or whatever the hell it is makes a world of difference when you're stealing a base. So I knew the numbers were going to be inflated when it came to stolen bases. And I'm actually glad it did. It makes the game more exciting, in my opinion. You know, there's – and I like the fact that you can only disengage from the mound twice before you have to deliver to home. Like, that to me is awesome. Like, so it's the rule changes. Some of these are better. And I know we're kind of flying off topic here because we're supposed to be talking about football and shit like that. But, you know, the rule changes that we were talking about in the beginning of the year just kind of made my point. I love it because, you know, I think it makes the game more exciting with some of this stuff. The pitch clock, I think, making the game faster. You're paying attention more to it. It just goes quicker. It's a better flow.
Well, these kids, the younger kids don't have the patience, have the attention span to sit for 4-5 hours to watch a game.
Nope.
So this help hopefully keep the younger audience to actually be able to be baseball fans because the season is so long and there is so many games and to sit there for 4 hours, 5 hours. Now 100%. They're down to 2.5 and like a football game. And it's so much. I think it definitely helped. And it did. It's going to take – I think they're talking about even more changes going on with that.
Yeah. they're going to let batters challenge the pitcher, the pitch, you know, and things like that, the call, like it's a ball or a strike. And I saw some of that at the Rail Riders this year. There was a couple calls that were, I'm sorry, not the Rail Riders, double A. At the double A level, you could see where they were challenging it. And most of the time, the batters were right, which is crazy. So I think that's going to bring a different element into it. But I really think they need to stop messing with the rules too much, because a lot of baseball is the human factor. I mean, where would we be with the discussion with Jackie Robinson stealing home in the World Series if we had instant replay? You know, that would be a moot point. And that's one of the biggest things that Yogi Berra, up until the day he died, argued, that Jackie Robinson was out. So you put instant replay, and that takes a lot of the history out of the game too. So I like the replay to some degree, but I think it also kind of tarnishes the game a little bit, because the human element is what makes games games.
I hope they never go to like the fully computerized, you know,
umpires? No.
I know we have the ability to do it. And, you know, I say that, and then, you know, next year, who knows, the Braves are going to get screwed on a play they shouldn't have. But
I think they tried that. It was like Quest Tech or whatever the hell it was many years ago. And they just never implemented it, because it's just, what do you need an umpire for at that point? You know, it's just taking their job away from them. I think, like I said, the human factor and the margin of error, it just makes the game that more exciting. I mean, I would miss yelling at the TV when Angel Hernandez is fucking umpiring a game, because I hate that guy, and he's terrible. He's absolutely terrible, but it's almost entertaining to watch how bad he screws games up now.
Absolutely. But no, I don't mind we get off topic. It's what we do. It's what's going to happen a million times.
That's going to spin, I know.
People are going to jump in, and I love that. That's what I'm so excited about doing, is having people jump in and say what they want to say, and we go, and we're going to get off topic. We'll have a plan, and we'll probably go way out of it. You know,
well, you know,
that's okay.
And once some of these asshats that we know start getting in here and start chipping and chirping away, I know Bridie's going to be in here messing with us and everything, and that's okay. I welcome that stuff. You know, it gives us a little more to talk about and kind of engage. So, you know, that's only going to help us grow this like we wanted to in the beginning. So I really think this is going to be a lot of fun to do on a weekly basis.
And all the guys that were helping us with, Jared, Corey, Justin, they've done some amazing things already, helped us out a lot. And I'm hoping we can just keep going with it. And I can't wait to do our live show next week.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. We'll, you know, like I said, I think Corey's going to probably post this on the Facebook page, if I'm not mistaken, right after we're done with this. And then we can kind of, you and I can filter and look at the comments and just kind of get some ideas of what we want to talk about next week. And I don't think we should bring anybody on right out the door. Maybe just have a live show or two to ourselves and then start bringing some people in. And then
I agree,
you know, we'll spitball it from there. But I think if we sit and, I mean, you and I've been communicating, and I mean, we're friends, we know each other well, so I think we're going to be fine with this, and, you know, we can bounce ideas off. And Jared, I see you back there hiding. Thank you so much for what you've done with us so far, and, you know, I'm really excited to get this thing rolling and kind of branch out.
Sounds good, brother. I cannot wait for next week, and those of you that are watching, make sure you please pay attention and comment. Let us know what you want to talk about. We'll be prepared the best we can anyway.
And one more thing before we go back with these guys, I want to make sure that when you're wearing the Bills jersey next week, you have to have my goddaughter in so I can say hi to her on this, so I can say hello to her, because
she can actually come on when and be so happy that you're an Eagles fan. So
I will have a Bills shirt ready for her as well, so you can really be pissed off at me for the week.
No, that will never happen. To live in this household, you got to be an Eagles fan.
That's all right. I'm going to say daddy lost a bet, honey. And, you know, this is what Uncle Aaron says has to happen. So she'll do it for me.
I'm sure
she might. She might throw it in the garbage afterwards. But... So, all right. Well, I think we're just about done. Mark, thanks for doing this with me. I appreciate it. I couldn't think of a better partner to have in this whole ordeal. And Justin and Corey, thank you again for letting us jump in with you guys, and we hope to branch this out for you quite a bit.
And thank you for all you guys, all your help, and go Birds.